Now, you might have considered getting a credit card which gives you Avios points, which you can redeem when booking flights. But points, of course, are not the same as pounds, and you need to decide whether collecting Avios is the best option for you. In any case, you need to spend them wisely once you've accrued them. Rob Burgess has a website called Head for Points, and it's full of great advice.
If your job involves doing a lot of British Airways flying and you accrue a lot of miles literally for nothing because your employer is sending you off around the world, then you're fairly ambivalent as to what you get for those points. Yeah, it's something for nothing. If, on the other hand, you're getting your points from using a Avios earning credit card, well, you know, there are credit cards which give cash back, or John Lewis vouchers, or M&S vouchers, or Asda vouchers back. So there's an opportunity cost there. If you're converting Tesco club card points into Avios points, there's obviously an opportunity cost because you could use the vouchers for Tesco shopping or something else.
Rob reckons making the most of your Avios points can be complicated. Flights from the UK are subject to air passenger duty levied by our government, and you'll have to pay that in any case. It's best then to take a cheap flight out of Britain before you start your long-haul flight.
You can, for example, redeem on Aer Lingus to the United States. You don't pay any fuel surcharge on Aer Lingus, so an Aer Lingus redemption is potentially cheaper in terms of taxes and charges than a British Airways redemption. But British Airways doesn't let you book Aer Lingus online. There's no way of knowing what dates are available. You have to ring the BA call centre and talk through various dates with them. Flying Air Berlin to North America or to Abu Dhabi is an excellent way of using points because there are no taxes or surcharges to be added on. But you have to get yourself to Berlin or Dusseldorf to take that flight. Using Avios points for long-haul economy travel on British Airways is really not a great deal. The taxes and charges that BA levies on a, quote, free, unquote, Avios flight to New York are about £300, £275, £300. In a sale, British Airways will sell you that ticket for £325. So that's a complete waste of your Avios points. On the other hand, if you book a British Airways business class flight to New York, that ticket will cost you £2,000 on a good day in a sale, and be able to only, unquote, be asking you about £500 for the taxes and the APD on that flight. So there's obviously far more value for your points if you're using them for long-haul premium class tickets.
Are you restricted as to when you might fly? Because if I wanted to go, say, to New York next month, I'd just go online and buy whatever ticket I fancied. If I wanted to redeem Avios, am I restricted to the flights or times when I could use that Avios?
You are restricted. British Airways has a policy of releasing at least 2 business class seats and at least 4 economy seats per flight. Those become available exactly 355 days before the date of the flight, and people who are desperately keen to fly on a certain date will do that. People do that for peak school holiday periods and the like. Once you're past those guaranteed seats, BA basically treats Avios availability as a way of getting rid of seats on flights where nobody else wants to travel. Realistically, if you want to fly to Orlando over October half term and you have to travel on one or two specific days, you're going to find it very, very difficult because BA could sell those flights 10 times over on that weekend. And there's no reason for it to give away existing numbers of seats via the frequent flyer scheme. We were going down to Hong Kong next Easter. We actually wanted to go to Tokyo, but we couldn't get the seats to Tokyo. So we're going into Hong Kong, then we're going to get an internal flight on Cathay Pacific, which is a British Airways partner on Avios, to get up to Tokyo after a couple of days. So you can't always get what you want. Also, because BA tend to drop seats in and out of availability based on how flights are selling, you often need to keep an eye on a certain route and keep checking every few days to see if something's turned up. When BA launches new routes, they drop in the reward seats instantly. There are also lots of seats on new routes because new routes take a lot of time to fill up. So, for example, last month BA announced flights to Oakland in California, which is literally 25 miles away from San Francisco. San Francisco is a very hard route to get using Avios points. Oakland, because it's a brand new route and because it will take a while to pick up, is currently wide, wide open. And one of the things I do on my site is alert people to new BA route openings so that they can jump in and pick up those routes.
Do you find there are certain times of the year when you're more likely to be able to use more effectively Avios? For instance, a lot of people tend to go down and around our Christmas time and New Year, so I guess flights are busy then, so I would assume that you'd be less likely to get something.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, Australia is possibly the worst route to redeem on. The reason is British Airways now only has one flight a day to Australia. It goes via Singapore, so you're competing for reward seats with people who just want to go to Singapore. 5 years ago, BA flew two Boeing 747s a day to Sydney. Now they fly one small Boeing 777 a day to Sydney. It is very difficult to get seats down to Sydney. And frankly, given the number of miles they want, you're better off paying cash, realistically.
If you do have the points available, you have to leap on opportunities.
Yeah, you definitely got to be aware. You have to have an idea of what you want to do, and you also have to be flexible. If you want to fly to Dubai, you know, remember Abu Dhabi is a 30-minute taxi ride away from Dubai. So if you can get seats to Abu Dhabi, instead of seats to Dubai, then go to Abu Dhabi. If you want to go to China, it's very easy to get to Hong Kong and get a flight up, or vice versa. You know, I mean, I know some people who even end up, you know, splitting family members, and two people will fly first class on one flight, and then two people will fly first class on the next flight a few hours later. If you're not tied to school holidays and you need a couple of seats, it's relatively easy to get what you want. I mean, BA has a lot of partner airlines. You can redeem on American Airlines, Qatar, Cathay Pacific, Japan Airlines. These airlines are actually, in many ways, better quality than British Airways, certainly for first class and business class.
And do any of those other partner airlines stand out? You mentioned the better quality, but stand out as giving you more bang for your buck with your Avios points?
Because the way BA prices flights, you can end up paying more for flights on partner airlines in terms of the number of points needed than you would pay on British Airways. Qatar Airways, Al-Etihad Hard, you know, one of the best two airlines out there in terms of business class seating at the moment, in terms of quality of food, in terms of lounge, in terms of whole experience. It's miles ahead of what British Airways offers. Even American Airlines, which was seen as a bit of a joke for a number of years, their new business class seat, again, is miles ahead of British Airways, as is Cathay Pacific. Yeah, for people who are Avios rich, there are some really good options out there.
There's lots of really useful information, including details about new BA routes at headforpoints.com.